the lie that's been sold by the devil is that happiness for a woman is to be independent and to do whatever they want and to have a 50-50 type relationship with her husband. This is not what makes women happy, and this is not what causes them to succeed and reach their potential or whatever you want to call it. Now, it's interesting. My sermon this morning was talking about how all the different so-called mental disorders and the insanity that we see and the different breakdown of it. One thing that I didn't mention was that, some of these psychotic type of situations that people are going through, they're diagnosed like 3 times more in women than men. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that to be down on women or anything, but remember, it's true. I'm not joking. I mean, I was reading up on it. I was like, this is three times more often. And if you look at it, more women are on these type of mind-altering medications than men. Now, here's why. It's not because women are crazy, okay? They are crazy, but that's not why, okay? Just kidding. But anyway, this is what it is. I'll tell you what it is. Because it also said that there's way more of this mental illness, quote-unquote, happening in America than anywhere else. Listen, women are depressed today because of feminism, because it gives them a depressing life. Okay, and just because, there's more women that are depressed, more women are taking antidepressants. You know what? It doesn't mean that the Christian women are messed up. That's the world. Okay, it's the world that's all goofed up. And because in North America here, we have these warped values and we've so-called given women their quote-unquote freedom and independence, you know what? It's caused women to live a depressing life and to be so depressed that they are actually signing up for these drugs three times more than the men are. So you can sit there and say, this new culture in America really empowers women. You know, we finally have it 50-50. Okay, yeah, it empowers them to be on 3 times as much drugs as their husband. That doesn't sound empowering. You know what it is? Because they're 3 times as miserable. So, the women are just as miserable with this new situation as the men are. And why wouldn't they be? You know, how many times have you seen women in the workforce who just clearly don't want to be there? I mean, it's really common. Where you deal with women in the workforce that just clearly don't want to be there more often than men. And here's why, because men belong there and women don't. And that's why you see a lot more women that are just, and just don't want to be there. Because something inside them is unfulfilled because they're not living the life that God created them to live. And it's depressing. Just because women think that they want freedom, independence, a career, they want a husband that they can tell what to do. You know what? Just because they think they want that, once they get it, they're going to realize that that's not really what they wanted deep down and that it doesn't really work out that way.